Win pizza from Gambino's Pizza for next week if your business is entered. That's Gambino's Pizza at 1003 Industrial Road.
Today we're saying congratulations to Hopkins Manufacturing. Once again, congratulations to Hopkins Manufacturing.
You can be the hero in your office and get your business entered in the At Work Network. Just fill out the form online at kvoe.com/at work, and your business will be entered to win. Then listen around this time on Friday mornings, and if your business is drawn, you'll win pizza from Gambino's. It's the At Work Network from Gambino's Pizza, KVOE, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM present The Talk of Emporia, bringing you local issues, topics, and events of the day.
Good morning. Welcome to Talk of Emporia, 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com here on a beautiful Friday morning across the Flint Hills. Our Talk of Emporia today is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. Yeah, it's graduation time, so make sure that they cater your graduation party. Don't trust your catering to just anybody. Be sure to get somebody that has the experience to make your event successful. That is Bobby D's, so call today. And also by Newman Regional Health, offering more medical specialties and convenience than ever. That's Newman Regional Health. Speaking of graduation, and things that are upcoming, fast approaching. Keep it a safe summer. And we're pleased to have with us organizers Missy Floyd and John Kelch joining us here today. Missy, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well. John, how about you today?
I'm great, Chuck. How are you?
Good. Well, this is, we're talking fast approaching, Missy. How fast?
Very fast. We are under a week.
Under a week.
Yes,
all right.
The event is next Thursday evening. So, yeah, we are under a week and counting.
How exciting is this, John? Because I know we're talking a little bit about the preparation that you guys have been doing for weeks, months, you know, building on the foundation that's been laid for years in advance. But how exciting is it to get to this point where we're now just a few days out?
Well, it's great to get it back. We didn't have it last year, kind of a reorganization year, and getting it back on the schedule. And it affects all of the Lyon County schools as well as Chase County schools. So it's super, super exciting to get it back on there. Look forward to it.
How much of a relief is it?
Well, that'll be got everything picked up next Thursday night, and I understand that you've got beautiful weather coming for us that day.
The week's looking pretty good. The week is looking really good. Between now and then, Missy, though, what is kind of your last-minute to-do list getting ready for Thursday?
So, yeah, we are definitely checking items off of the to-do list, running around, delivered flyers today to the schools. So all the kids should be getting those flyers sometime next week and bringing those home and sharing it with parents. So parents, be on the lookout and get those hung on the fridge so you can remember about the event. And then running around getting prizes because we do amazing door prizes. We're doing some local gift certificates to local places. We can talk more about that. And then setup is always a fun part of that. We'll get set up next Thursday and then have the event that evening. And then, like John said, we had a tear down and celebrate that we had a successful event.
Indeed. And as far as the setup goes, is this one of those things where you're going to be getting in, say, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday morning, and then it's just going to be a blast across the Anderson building to make sure everything's set up?
Yeah, we believe we're getting in Thursday morning. Okay. We're hopefully recruiting some of our local law enforcement to come and
John's nodding,
help
so I think that's a go.
And then, vendors will have an open period from 2 to 4 to set up their booths, and then the event starts at 5 o'clock, and doors will open, and we will have a rush.
Speaking of kind of the assistance to get things on the day of, this is actually probably a pretty good time, John, to talk about the Keep It a Safe Summer Organization Committee. You mentioned here this last year was a reorganization year. It's back on the calendar here this year. Who's really been instrumental, aside from you guys here with us here this morning, to bring this back to the community?
Well, Pauline Zucchini at the library, help me out here. Daniel Armitage with...
right here with SOS.
With SOS.
Yep.
Uh-huh. This morning, the fire department, the police department joined in. Some of these some of these organizations have been with us from the start, so it's kind of like we already have the template, and then it's just a matter of us, and we have the template, but it's just a matter of the food portion of it. That's when we talk about months. That's been several months in the making. We've got to stretch our dollars as much as we can.
Sure,
we were
yeah.
part of Match Day a number of years ago, so we have the funds right now. But that won't always be if we're not frugal with the money that we have. Organizing the grill crew, which Steve Hott's kind of in charge of that, which we got told this morning that Brandon Beck is in charge of the grill since it involves fire.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does. So it's just a lot of those little logistics. And then I know we have a lot of volunteers from a variety of organizations that are coming to assist. Not only with bicycle helmets, the discs that they could choose to have as well, the food. We're talking about buying. We'll have 1,000 hot dogs that will be grilled, and so we've got a grill crew, which mainly is first responders on mm-hmm. the grill crew, and we thank Prairie Land Partners for their donation of their grill to help put kind of a sear on them.
Mm-hmm. There you go,
Dr. Hot. He has a system.
He's
so
definitely.
We'll go
system.
With that system. That's right, the hot system.
Nice. You know, one of the things that people I don't think realize with an event that has, you know, this length of time, even with last year off, and I think there was some significant adjustments due to the COVID pandemic a few
yeah.
years ago, but something that has this type of long-standing play, this long-standing pull on the community calendar, is just how much work. You mentioned the logistics here, John, on the small scale, but there's a lot of large-scale logistics, Missy, that have to go into the picture. Just how much time are you guys on the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee putting in here over the last several months, and really, when does your planning get started for the upcoming year?
Yeah, so we took, you know, a couple of years off and then did have the adjustments for COVID year. But we started last fall. So we're coming up on 9 months, and then we, you know, have met regularly. And then towards the end, it kind of just, what's the need? When do we need to meet? How often do we need to meet? What needs to be done? We need to give a huge shout out to Lonnie Heinen also with the Emporia Community Foundation. She kind of was the spearhead who said, hey, we're going to do this. What's it going to look like? And pulled us all back together because we had taken, you know, a couple years off. So,
sure.
We recruit also our family members and friends and anyone we can get to volunteer, because we know that people love our community and they know that this event is big for the kids in our community and the families. And so I think that we have the support that we need to make it a successful event.
What is it about this event? I want to get both of your thoughts on this. Is why is this event so popular?
Well, first off, we have hot dogs, free food.
Free food, always helps.
It brings people out. But we have amazing vendors set up that are going to talk to them about what can they do in Emporia. You know, we love our community. We love our town. So what can we do to keep those families busy? We know that when they're busy, they're staying out of trouble and not, we want them to be active. So we've also partnered with the rec center, and we have some giveaways from them that we're going to be giving away, and we want them to be involved in the community that they live in, so that they can find out all the fun stuff that we have going on.
John, from your perspective, what is it that Keep It a Safe Summer provides, aside from the free hot dogs, that makes this and has made this so popular and so well attended for such a long period of time?
Well, and we started this before we ever got helmets from the Community Foundation through Safe Kids way back when it started under Emporians for Drug Awareness with Teresa Briggs. And anyway, so we gave away bicycle helmets, that which from my perspective as what we teach and from a safe perspective of keeping kids safe, it was a big thing. And then when we were able to get helmets, when we couldn't get the helmets through the Safe Kids for free, and they were costing us, then Community Foundation came up with a fund to buy those helmets. And when we talk about logistics, that's quite the logistics. So we've got bike officers from both the police department and the sheriff's office that give a little safety talk, which we require a parent to be there if they're going to get a bike helmet to hear that safety talk, because we need the parents to enforce the rules as far as you get on the bike, you put the helmet on, and that it's properly adjusted. And so that's a whole thing. So we need a whole bunch of volunteers because we got 500 helmets that we're going to give away. So they've to try to get the right size, because we're talking in age from kindergarten through fifth grade. So just because you're a fifth grader, that doesn't mean that you necessarily have the same size head as someone that which we have a few adult size helmets. You may need an adult size helmet.
You might.
But on the other hand, I might be a small fifth grader, which I was when I was growing up. You know, I probably needed a helmet that would fit more like a second or a third grader. You know, so those are things that, as far as logistical. And then the other volunteers is usually we'll end up with a lost kid or two, you know, because particularly if you're with a family and you've maybe got, we see a lot of parents with strollers that have got kids that aren't able to walk or whatever, and they've got two or three other kids that they're trying to keep an eye on. So that becomes a task, and we all know that our attention gets divided when we see something that's really interesting. And so that's oftentimes how a second or third grader might get separated from mom or dad or both.
Or both, yeah.
Right, in that mass of amount of people. Because, you know, really we're looking at 1,000 kids showing up with parents, you know. So,
and that's a really good point, because you mentioned about the you know, using just the hot dogs as the reference, you know, 1,000 hot dogs, but you're looking at quite possibly three times that amount of the kids from Lyon and Chase counties. You know, really you're looking at people, you know, family units that are going to be there, and they're all going to be walking around the fairgrounds. And even though it's a flat, relatively open space, it may be a little bit easy for child number three to wander this way, and everyone else has got their attention going in the other direction.
Right.
So, again, we're chatting with John Kelch and Missy Floyd of the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee. The big event's coming up Thursday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, and we'll talk officially about the event, the ebb and flow of things, our broadcast here with the Rolling Radio Show coming up here in our second segment. But before we take the first break, John, I wanted to get your thoughts here on, and Missy too, why you guys joined the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee and why you're still involved with it. Because you guys have been on the committee for years, whether there's been an event or not. So clearly this is something that you guys, you see a lot of value in this. You guys also are people who have a lot of time invested elsewhere. So what is it about Keep It a Safe Summer and the event that really resonates with you? John, I'll start with you.
Well, from a law enforcement standpoint, I just enjoy the event because I get to interact with people in a good setting and not on their worst day. You get to interact with parents, hopefully impart some knowledge upon them, things to keep their kids safe, try to give them a crystal ball, so to speak. You know, hey, these are things that might harm your child. You may not see that, where from a law enforcement perspective, you kind of have that crystal ball that says, oh, that's not good. You know, so hopefully you give them some of those things, offer them some tips to keep their whole family and house safe. We'll have gun locks available, you know, as part of that, that's separate. So I think that's really what drives it. But from personal satisfaction all you got to do is look at some pictures of me fitting a kid with a bike helmet and the smile that's on my face, which I don't have that natural smile, but you know, you can tell that I enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gives me great enjoyment to do things like that.
And the kid's probably turned around by the time he's fitted or she's fitted and everything like that, but the kid's probably got a huge smile too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Missy? What is it about this event that really has resonated with you?
Yeah, definitely. I ditto what John said professionally. You know, you don't want to see kids in awful situations. You want to see them having fun. You want to see them enjoying themselves. And you want to see that family unit coming together and just really enjoying what we have to offer in the community. But yeah, personally, I love kids. I have a passion for families and kids. Evidently, that's why I went into my profession. But yeah, so I think just seeing that, the enjoyment and the fun that they are having and that we can provide that for them makes it all worth it.
And the jobs that you guys have bring you in, to reference John's point here, the jobs that you have sometimes bring you in with family units in really trying situations. So not only you have the safety aspect, you know, the kids, but this also, I would imagine, is a bit of a sigh of relief to a certain degree for you guys.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%. Because when you see them and you see them interacting and you see that bond that they have and the way that they are coming together to do fun activities, it really makes you think, okay, this is why we do what we do.
How about you, John?
I'd say ditto. I mean, there's not words that can describe what you feel in your heart. And it makes your heart feel good, so you know that you're doing a good thing and you're in the right place at the right time for the right reasons.
John Kelch, Missy Floyd joining us from the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee. Big activities Thursday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. When we come back, we'll talk about the big activities. Go start to finish through the lineup, how the layout is going to be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds, and really how this year's Keep It a Safe Summer is similar and different to what's been taking place in years past. It is now 11:23 on KVUE and KVUE.com. Talk of Emporia today is brought to you by Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue and by Newman Regional Health.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life, from routine checkups to family planning and beyond. Your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
Enjoy dining at what has been an Emporia favorite for more than 23 years, Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. They've added a special for you to try on Sundays. It's their famous chicken fried steak dinner. Cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy, it's served with homemade mashed potatoes and green beans. If you're bringing in a large group, call ahead and they'll save you a table. Chicken fried steak is served on special every Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News Headlines today are brought to you by John Muckenthaler of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate, 620-794-3134. Veto session continues in Topeka here today after a flurry of vetoes that were overridden by the Kansas legislature. The full list is online at KVOE.com from yesterday. Session is still tentatively set to end tomorrow, and we'll have updates from lawmakers after the veto session is done. Heroes for Hope 3 officially underway after an announcement made yesterday. This year's group involving 9 individuals and 2 teams. The list is online at KVOE.com. And Newman Regional Health's work towards medical care for babies and their moms has earned its special recognition through the United Methodist Health Ministry Fund. Headlines today are brought to you by John Muckenthaler of RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Contact John today at 620-794-3134. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
We want to recognize the best students in our area. Nominate a student from ESU or FHTC today at kvoe.com/student. It's the Student of the Month from KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and kvoe.com.
All right, students, eyes forward, listen up.
You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
11:26 on KVOE, live and local, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com here today. Talking about Keep It a Safe Summer, Thursday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds with John Kelch and Missy Floyd of the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee. Let's re-rack it here, Missy, because you mentioned already date and time.
Yes.
So when do we gather, or when should we gather, considering I know a lot of people may be getting there a little early.
Right, yeah. So vendors set up Thursday, April 17th from 2 to 4, and we'll send out the final vendor map sometime next week, so they'll know exactly where they're supposed to be when they get into the Anderson building. And we'll also have, you know, people around guiding them so they have an idea of where to go. Once the vendors are all set up, yes, we doors plan to open at 5, and our event goes from 5 to 8, but there's going to be vendors set up outside too, so I'm sure some of those get hit earlier just from people trickling in and being curious and wanting to check things out. And then at the end of the evening, around 7:30, we start door prizes, and so you have to be present to win those. So that's always a big draw. People hang around and wait and wait and wait and wait. When are you going to start? When are you going to start? So that's always fun. And then, yeah, we'll, as a crew, tear down and get it cleaned up and ready for the next event that will be in there, I'm sure. Friday, Saturday.
I was going to say probably for the weekend. Yeah, yeah, no doubt.
The preparedness fair.
That's right. This preparedness fair is coming up on Saturday, and that's going to be a big activity that we'll be talking with Emergency Management Director Jared Fell next week for. What about, we've talked about the hot dogs. We've talked about the bike helmets. And John, maybe we could talk a little bit more about the donation that's supporting the bike helmets this time.
So the Fred Spillman Memorial Fund is paying for the bike helmets. Lillian, Fred's widow, made sure that was going to happen. And so we kind of have a little honor that's going to be for her. It will be very visible. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah. Having the Spellman family's support for something like that, that's huge, because it seems like the entire Spellman family has embraced biking and cycling here over the last 10 to 20 years.
It has. You know, if you probably asked them 20 years ago if they would be out on a bicycle riding gravel roads and stuff, I'm pretty sure that that Lenny and Jason would probably say, yeah, no way.
You know? And here they are front and center, though.
Right.
And Fred was, too.
Yeah.
What else is going to be available as far as, say, door prizes or other giveaways, Missy? What else is going to be there for families to enjoy and hand off to those kids and watch them run?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of a tradition also. They expect for there to be bikes at as giveaways at Keep It a Safe Summer. So we have some bikes for giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
We also have local gift cards to some restaurants in town and the art center, gymnastics, local gymnastics, and I know I'm forgetting some. We're working with the Mr. Goodsense to get some for the mini golf. That's still up and going. He's trying to get it going.
Sure.
So we'll have some for that. And also the rec center is donating swim passes and passes for the golf simulator. So that sounds like a lot of fun. And the library is giving away. It's a really fun opportunity for your stuffy to stay the night in the library. So more to find out about that, because I think that would be fun as a kid. And we also have, John may have to talk a little more about this, but EPD is offering ride-along or explore a car. What did we decide? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. That's going to have to be a Dominic Worthen's.
We'll ask him.
Right.
We'll see him this week, and so we'll ask him about
we'll
that.
We'll ask him about that.
Nice.
See how that looks, because I know safety reasons they can't do everything that we had hoped. We were like, hey, that sounds like fun, do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, tour a car and that sort of thing. So
gotcha.
So they can see the local law enforcement, you know, in a good light and explore some things that might make them a little nervous.
Understood. What is, for folks that, and granted, time has passed over the last couple of years, but what's going to be taking place that's maybe a little bit different from past iterations of Keep It a Safe Summer?
So the rec center, in the past, we'd done a fun run as well as a 5K for the adults. And they also, for a couple of years, we had a traveling trophy.
I remember that, yeah.
For the elementary schools, whoever had the most sign up for the fun run kid thing, then they got the traveling trophy. So it's a little different this year since we haven't done it, and it's a fun fitness trail. Okay. So it's part of the trail that's out there, as well as the East Road. So there will be fitness activities at different locations along as you walk or run, whatever they want to do. And the parents can do it too, that there will be rec center people out there that Amanda has recruited to do fun fitness activities at different stations along the route.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a really neat deal, and it sounds like, honestly, it's a kind of a natural progression here for the Rec Commission to go from just the straight run to maybe adding some of the fitness activities.
Yeah, it is, and that's becoming very popular as a whole.
One of the things that I'm looking here, and we'll be posting the map here for Keep It a Safe Summer, probably in the next couple of days when we run our preview story, is the traffic flow, which is something that since I've got the map in front of me, I'll tell you that you need to enter the north side of the fairgrounds. You can exit the north side of the fairgrounds, but you're going to have to turn east, turn right onto 12th Avenue. Westbound or left turns will not be allowed. The other exit only point is going to be essentially the northwest entry / exit spot on the fairgrounds property, and you'll only be able to turn north on Industrial Road. Access will not be allowed on the or basically leaving Highway 50 going north into the fairgrounds property. So again, enter either way, 12th Avenue on the north side. Exit on that north side property is going to be to the east or to the right, and then exit also will be allowed that northwest kind of entryway, but that'll only send you north on Industrial Road. Again, if that kind of confuses you, and it may have confused me a little bit, we'll post the map here on KVUE.com a little bit later on, and you'll be able to see it for yourself if you're a visual learner like myself. We've talked a little bit about, you know, what's going to be taking place in general terms, but the presence of the partners, and I wanted to kind of delve into that a little bit more, because we've talked some about the partners with Emporia Fire, local law enforcement, Emporia Recreation Commission, you know, Emporia Public Library, people that are either donating or they're going to be there with a full blown presence here coming up Thursday afternoon, and clearly an event like this, John, doesn't happen unless you've got a pretty solid partnership or participant base with these different partners that have activities to go.
Yeah, and that really is something that was built years and years ago. Everybody that became involved in it when Margie Inwood and Teresa Briggs started it when they were with Emporians for Drug Awareness, the value was seen by all these public/private agencies of it, you know, engaging kids. It was good for the community, bringing people together as part of the community. And I think those engagements benefit all those agencies for when things aren't going right in their lives, then they have some familiarity and have built some trust with those people that, hey, these are good people that are coming to help us, you know, and they'll do the right thing, and they're well-trained, and they'll just be our neighbor and help us. And if we can send that out to not only the kids, and the kids can see it with their own eyes, even though they may not be able to comprehend it because of their intellectual abilities at these ages,
sure,
the parents will be able to see it, and hopefully instill a positiveness, you know. And then the other side of that is that those first responders that often see the worst of things, they get to see these people under a regular light and get to see that, you know, hey, they're just part of the community like me. Mm-hmm. They got families just like me, and it kind of reverses. You know, it's almost like looking in the mirror, you know.
That
could be me not in uniform out there on the other side with my kids or my grandkids.
Sure. You know, one thing that comes to mind, but it revolves around a topic that we discussed here in the first segment, is really about, you know, the reward that you guys get. I wanted to ask you, Missy, about some of the feedback that you get from parents. I don't think the kids will probably give you much, but what about the feedback that you get from parents, grandparents, guardians about, you know, some of the aspects, or maybe just the event itself in general?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really cool aspect from this year, because we haven't had it. I think people are going to thank us for bringing it back and thank us for doing it. And so I think we'll have some really good quotes that we can use moving forward. But I do know that in the past, people have been so excited. You know, they look forward to, it's always in the past been the last day of school here in Emporia. And so they kind of tied that to it and were like, oh, we get to do that on the last day, like as a celebration. But we wanted to back it up a little bit this year, just because by the last day of the school, we hope you're already enrolled in some of those programs that are going throughout the summer. So we're giving families an opportunity to get a head start on that. But I think that, yeah, there's so many people that love that we do it and know that their kids have such a great time. And, you know, like John said, whenever they walk in, you can see just the smiles on their faces and our faces. And it's just a fun event that brings so many people together from our community. And I'm excited for this year just to hear the "You're back."
And on the schedule side, John, there's no guarantee in late May, when this has been traditionally held, that everybody's going to be out on the same day, especially given the severe winter weather that we had repeatedly here in January and February.
Yeah, that was always a problem. You know, and Missy touched on it. It was really driven by some of these organizations that specifically the rec center brought up that, hey, most of our programs are already filled by the 1st of May. They have to be signed up by the 1st of May in order to participate in all the activities that we organize. You know, and we heard similar from like Camp Alexander and those activities and stuff. So that's when you got to kind of reboot and think, okay, we need to try to do this earlier. It looks as in the extended forecast, it looks good as far as you never know what April is going to bring.
True.
You know, you just think a couple weekends ago when we were in the low 40s and the wind's blowing 40 to 50 miles an hour, you know, you don't, that's the kind of iffy thing when you put the thing in the middle of April.
Right, right. But then you have this upcoming weekend where you're looking at possibility of highs approaching 90.
Right.
Still windy, but right. Still highs of 90, yeah. But that definitely plays into things. Again, we got John Kelch and Missy Floyd with Keep It a Safe Summer. The big activities are Thursday. Officially, the doors open at 5. You'll probably be getting there with your kids around 4:30 or so. There's going to be hot dogs. There's going to be giveaways. There's going to be prizes. And when we come back, we'll talk about the possibility for you as a vendor to still possibly get some space as well, and some other things regarding Keep It a Safe Summer, which, again, is coming up Thursday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. Talk of Emporia Today with John Kelch and Missy Floyd, brought to you today by Newman Regional Health and Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue.
Enjoy dining at what has been an Emporia favorite for more than 23 years. Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue. They've added a special for you to try on Sundays. It's their famous chicken fried steak dinner. Cooked to perfection and covered in mouth-watering home-style gravy, it's served with homemade mashed potatoes and green beans. If you're bringing in a large group, call ahead and they'll save you a table. Chicken fried steak is served on special every Sunday at Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue in downtown Emporia.
At Newman Regional Health, Dr. DeShayla Castile, Dr. Christina Faulkner, and our dedicated OBGYN team are here to support women's health in the greater Emporia community. With years of experience, they're here to support you through every stage of life, from routine checkups to family planning and beyond. Your health is our priority. Schedule your appointment today and experience compassionate, comprehensive care tailored just for you by calling 620-343-2376. Newman Regional Health, helping you achieve your healthy goals.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. After raising tariffs on Chinese imports to 145%, President Trump says he's open to trade talks. So far, China not backing off, imposing 125% tariffs for U.S. goods starting tomorrow. That's added more uncertainty for Americans looking for a safe landing for investments. Investopedia editor-in-chief Caleb Silver says U.S. bonds are typically a place investors shift to during sell-offs.
The U.S. 10-year Treasury is the most widely held, most trusted asset on planet Earth. It's held by countries like China, Japan, throughout Europe, but also the biggest institutional investors and the biggest hedge funds. When you see them selling treasuries, prices falling and yields rising, it tells you that they have growing doubts about the United States economy's ability to continue to grow as it faces higher tariffs and probably higher inflation, maybe slowing growth, but also this administration's ability to keep its word and have a coherent strategy around tariffs.
This is ABC News.
Win three large Gambino pizzas in the At Work Network. Register today at KVOE.com/at work. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local. You're listening to the Talk of Emporia. Your questions are welcome. Call the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line, 620-342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
Final segment of Talk of Emporia for the week. It's 1142 on KVOE and KVOE.com. Again, with Missy Floyd and John Kelch of Keep It a Safe Summer Thursday. The Rolling Radio Show will be out starting around 4:30. Tegan Trahoon will be handling that particular emceeing duties for us, but also he'll be handling, the way it sounds, the door prize announcements for you guys. And it sounds like you guys got a lot of door prizes to be passing out here, too.
We do, and we love that Tegan will come with his excitement and enthusiasm, because we know he'll do a good job with that. But yeah, another that didn't mention earlier, Camp Alexander also donated some weeks, so I know that'll be a big hit for kids. They like to attend the local camps and, you know, stay busy during the summer, and that's definitely a good one to be a part of. So yeah, he'll be able to make some kids' days by giving them some really good items.
Yeah, and again, there's 1,000 hot dogs that'll be given away free, first 1,000. If you're not in line for that, then you're missing out. And then also the 500 bike helmets, which are going to be courtesy of the Spelman Memorial Fund, donating those helmets for everybody that's in attendance. Again, this is Thursday at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. John, we mentioned here that there's, you know, ongoing partnerships to help make this happen, you know, with a list that's already in place. But there's still a little bit of time in case, say, a business or a nonprofit group that's involved with kids can get on board here and maybe start their own connections.
Absolutely. We really like organizations to come with activities for the kids so they can actually engage them, as compared to just showing up and let's throw some free stuff in a bag. If they can engage them,
right,
you know, I think that even as adults, we'd rather be engaged as compared to just picking stuff up off the table and throwing it in there to have some sort of engagement. So that's what, you know, if you have participated in the past, or maybe you've never participated and would like to participate, I think we've got room for you.
Well, the fairgrounds is a pretty big spot, and I don't know what the lineup is going to be looking like inside the Anderson building, but there's always a lot of space nearby, Missy. So
yeah,
basically whatever needs that a vendor would have, you'd be able to accommodate.
Definitely. And we kind of set the map up to allow for maybe a couple of stragglers, because we know that sometimes time gets away from you and you plan on returning an email or returning a registration form and you're like, oh, I forgot that. So definitely, if you are hearing this and you are still interested and you want to be a vendor, give us a call at 342-9304. That's going to be Lonnie at the Emporia Community Foundation, and she can add you to our map. We also allowed, you know, where we can move vendors inside if we need to from their outdoor spaces. So we do have some space that we can work with.
Okay. It sounds like even with the big event coming up Thursday, that there are some conversations at least already tentatively developing before you guys officially start planning for 2026, Missy. And it sounds like the official planning period isn't that far away anyways for 26.
It is not. Time flies by very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll reconvene after this year's event and kind of talk about how it went and, you know, things that we could do differently or things that we might need to change. But hopefully, you know, it'll be a good, successful event and we'll be ready to go and have it again in 26 and continue doing it annually like we had previously.
John, we're just less than a week out here from Keep It a Safe Summer. Is there one part of this event that you're looking forward to more than anything else? It's an unfair question, but that's never stopped me before.
Well, I always enjoy doing the bike helmets with all the bike officers. However, this year, the sheriff is not available, and so I have to take his place on the grill crew. And I've never done that before with the grill crew.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I can't grill a hot dog, but we'll see how that goes. The last event we had, the grill crew got stuck in the rain, and so I've heard nothing but it better not rain, because there was a lot of drowned law enforcement and firefighters from grilling hot dogs in the rain with the wind and stuff. So that's why I say we've got to have a good forecast for that.
Yeah,
something else I might throw in that if you're new and are not familiar with this event, there is no entrance fee for the vendors and stuff. It's free of charge. If you would like to be there, you just need to contact us.
Okay, sounds good. Missy, what are you looking forward to here to keep it a safe summer on Thursday? Perhaps that stands out above everything else that's involved?
I think I'm most excited about just seeing people coming in. Because like I said, we haven't had it for a couple of years. And so I just want to see the excitement and the joy on their faces of it's back and we get to do some fun stuff while we're there, but also find out about some fun stuff that's going on over the summer months when we're not in school. And, you know, parents love to hear that comment of, I'm bored. Well, you can't be bored when you're a kid in Emporia, because there is a lot that you can do here and a lot that you can get involved in.
On that topic, before we close things down, and then we re-rack the schedule here for Thursday, being involved with this, and this also involves with your current positions, are you a little bit surprised? You know, being involved with Keep It a Safe Summer, has this opened your eyes to some of the different activities and different options here for kids?
Yeah. So there, I mean, even in our meetings, we're like, is that still open or are they still doing that? There's times where we don't know. And so if we don't know, then possibly families don't know. So yeah, I think you're right. You know, just finding out about all the fun things that you can do in the community is definitely, this is the place to do it, because they're all going to be there and they're all going to be talking about what they're doing. And hopefully they're going to have a fun activity to do while you're there at the event.
How about you, John? Do you get a little bit new knowledge every time?
Well, today in the meeting, they brought up a business, and I said, where's that? What do they do? I was not familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you do. I've got grandkids, but I don't have kids anymore, so there's some of those things, and I'm not as in tune with things that young kids need to do. My wife's much more in tune, because she is grandma a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get that. Yep. Gotcha. Well, Missy, let's run through the schedule again.
Yeah.
for Thursday, and we'll start here, I guess, maybe with you guys getting on site to get things set up.
Yeah.
And then let's go all the way through the event coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, so for us as a organization, as task force, it's a full day event. We'll be there early setting up, get everything ready to go, have the vendors come in from 2 to 4 and set up their booths and get their activities ready to go. And then the doors open at 5, and then we do our door prizes around 7:30-ish, and then everyone gets to go home with lots of fun ideas of things to do in the community.
And at least one hot dog.
And one hot dog.
If you're in line early.
That's true. That line is going to grow pretty quick.
The line gets really long, you know, and we will try to expedite that line.
Good deal. John, anything else we're missing that you wanted to bring up here today?
I don't think so. We just want people to attend and have fun and learn a little bit about what's out there in the community.
Good deal. Missy, how about you? Anything else that we missed?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot. There's definitely a lot that's going to be going on, but it's a fun event. And John, also, another thing that brings people out is it's free. So come and enjoy it and go away with some fun ideas of what you can do this summer.
Outstanding. Keep it a safe summer. Lyon County Fairgrounds, again, will be there starting at 4:30. The doors open from 5 to 8, and door prizes at 7:30 Thursday night. Missy? John, thanks so much. We'll see you. Keep it a safe summer Thursday.
Thank you very much. We appreciate KBWE.
We definitely do. I heard you guys talking about us this morning, and the more exposure, the better. So thank you for all you do.
I'm glad to do it. Glad to do it. Again, Missy Floyd, John Kells joining us from the Keep It a Safe Summer Committee. Don't forget that Tuesday, it's our monthly visit with Trey Cocking, Q&A with Trey for Talk of Emporia, Tuesday at 11:06 right here on KVUE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9.